T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
But here's what I know about Alex Smith, and here's what I know about Cam Newton. I'm going to start with the Alex Smith news. Talked to a source close to Alex yesterday, actually, and one thing they want to make clear is that Alex was talking with a reporter that didn't know anything about football, and if you go back, the first story that came out had to be edited because Alex said IR, and the reporter thought that meant high arm. This is not a dude that knows football. And that's not a shot. I don't know lifestyle. I couldn't go write a fashion piece. I can write about football because that's my lane. And more importantly than that, the message from the source I talked to close to Alex is that, listen, there's no animosity towards the organization. None of those comments were meant to make anybody mad. He was simply telling the story of what happened. And I think everybody understands that Alex had to convince the coaching staff he could play because nobody thought he was going to play. And I think what happens is we get very, very excited about stuff we haven't heard before. And Alex saying he felt like he threw a wrench into the plans jumps out to us, right? Alex doesn't say stuff like that very often. And so it jumps out. But I think if you take a step back, we all know it threw a wrench in the plans. The plan was Haskins. And if it wasn't Haskins, it was Kyle Allen. So those are just some contextual information around that interview that I don't think anybody ever expected to cause as much of an uproar as it did. Now, as it relates to Cam Newton, obviously we've been talking for maybe 90 minutes about Cam Newton coming to D.C. We all know the reasons why. We know that Cam and Ron Rivera experienced tremendous highs together in Washington when Marty Herney in 2011 hired Ron Rivera to be head coach. The first pick they made, the number one overall draft pick, was Cam Newton. 4 years later, they were in the Super Bowl. That is a rocket ship, folks. That's what everybody wants to find. We've been talking about it. B. Mitch is very clear that he's not interested in Cam. He thinks there's health issues. Cam Newton was available in 2020. Washington did not make an effort to sign him. And I've had sources tell me, don't expect that to be very different in 2021. Washington is all in on fixing their quarterback situation for the long term. They wanted Matt Stafford. They went after Matt Stafford. Would they have gone after Matt Stafford if they knew they could sign Cam in free agency? There's talk of real interest in Derek Carr, possibly interest in Jared Goff before he went to Detroit. You just heard John Clayton tease maybe that could still be a move that happens. We hear about Sam Darnold all the time. All of these things are going to cost them resources. It would cost zero resources to sign Cam Newton. So I do think from everything I've heard, everybody I've talked to, I don't expect the Cam Newton thing to happen. I've been fairly clear on that. That doesn't mean it won't. That doesn't mean they don't get to May and free agency has happened and the draft has happened and they don't have a ton of options. But I wouldn't hold your breath. That's what everybody I've talked to has said.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.